Hi, I'm Scott Manchester. I'm the Group Program Manager for the Multimedia Platform team in Windows. And I'm here with my two colleagues, Alex Fajeda and Johnny Bergar. And we're here to show you some exciting new performance and multimedia enhancements we've made in Windows 8.
Well, we're just about done with Windows 8. It's been an amazing ride, and I'd like to show you what we've created on the Media Platform team. The demos you're about to see are a little taste of what you'll get in Windows 8. We've done a ton of work to make media experiences more convenient, more immersive, more responsive, and just plain more fun. The Audio Playback Manager is a new feature in Windows 8 that makes sure you hear only the Metro apps you want to hear. For example, I'm going to choose one of my favorite artists to listen to in the background here using the music app. And while the music's playing in the background, I'll open a video that my wife sent me, and you'll automatically hear the music mute and pause when the video app starts. And this means you don't have to hunt around to pause a media app that's making sound before you open another similar app. Windows 8 takes care of this for you. The media transport controls and volume flyout are really useful. If you're playing media, when you hit the volume button on your keyboard or slate, you'll see a small panel open in the upper left-hand corner of the screen where you can control your media, see what's playing in the background, and show album art. This control is available everywhere in Windows 8, even in the lock screen. Play 2 in Windows 8 is a great way to wirelessly stream your personal media to audio or video devices around your house. And you can easily do this from a Metro-style app or a web browser. First, let me show you how you can stream browser-based HTML5 content right to a Play 2 supported television. Now, this is a personal TV, and so all I do is start the playback, swipe in from the side, select my television, and you'll see that the video will just show up and start playing. Lastly, I'll open up the Windows Photo app and I'll stream some family photos over to the Xbox via Play 2. Go to Devices, I see my Xbox, and there it goes. And I can scroll through them and choose another one. Windows 8 has built-in Bluetooth audio drivers. This lets you use a wireless hands-free device for voice over IP communications apps, but it also lights up the ability to use Bluetooth speakers or headphones right out of the box. I'm going to show you how easy it is to do this and play music right to a Bluetooth speaker. My family does it a lot, especially when we're traveling. So first, we'll put the Bluetooth device in pairing mode.
Jambox is in pairing mode, waiting for device to connect.
Then we'll swipe in, go to Settings, change PC settings, we'll go to Devices, we'll add a device, we're going to find this in a list, and there it says Jambox right on top. We'll select that.
Jambox paired.
Perfect. Now we'll go back to my music app, and when I start playing music now, it comes right out of the Bluetooth speaker. I can't see the sun is rising. If I want audio to return to the console, I just shut the speaker off and audio starts playing from the device. In the valley down below. One new feature we've enabled in Windows 8 is Stereo 3D. If you have Stereo 3D capable graphics hardware, all you do is open a Metro style app, find your 3D content. You need to enable the 3D rendering. And once you do that, put your glasses on and have some fun.
In the following demos, I'm going to showcase a sampling of multimedia platform enhancements by demonstrating some side-by-side comparisons of Windows 7 and Windows 8. These demos are done using the same entry-level hardware. Let's start with Windows 7 playing back a HD 1080p clip in Windows Media Player. As you can see, the overall CPU utilization hovers around 30-32%. Windows 8, playing back the same clip using an HTML5 video tag embedded in a Metro-style app, does a much better job. Here, the CPU utilization is cut by more than a half by making better use of hardware acceleration resources. Next, let's look at an Internet Explorer 9 test drive sample of HTML5 video in a canvas with multiple rotated frames. The frame rate in Windows 7 maxes out around 41 frames per second. Windows 8 and Internet Explorer 10 do a much better job, as a result of several optimizations made across the IE, Windows graphics, and multimedia platform stacks. The playback frame rate has now increased up to the maximum, around 59 or 60 frames a second. The experience dragging and seeking through the transport control bar during playback of an SD video clip in Windows 7 and Internet Explorer 9 is not always optimal. When we switch over to Windows 8 and Internet Explorer 10, seeking through the same video is smoother and more responsive due to improvements made across several components in the media pipeline. Let's look at a side-by-side comparison when I browse to a folder with video content in Explorer for the first time. In this situation, the media clips have not been pre-processed and the thumbnails are generated in real time. As you can see, Windows 8 can be twice as fast performing this task. Furthermore, the next time I open this folder, my thumbnails will appear instantaneously. In this demo, we compare Windows 8 in the top half and Windows 7 in the bottom, both performing an H.264 encode task using an internal Media Foundation test app. As you can see, with this hardware, Windows 8 completes the encoding task at a fraction of the time taken by Windows 7. Next, I will demonstrate Windows 8 media capture and playback optimizations aimed at supporting communication scenarios. A live capture preview window is shown in the left side of the screen using a communications SDK sample. Let's start a local network loopback video in the right side of the screen with the pipeline in playback mode. When the low latency pipeline mode is turned on, the end-to-end latency drops significantly. The same SDK sample can also be used to establish a call between two computers, each one acting as both a sender and as a receiver. As shown here, both systems deliver a nearly instantaneous response to the user actions. This is yet another example of the media platform performance enhancements made in Windows 8.
We hope you are as excited as we are for the great performance enhancements we've made to the multimedia experiences in Windows 8, and you have a chance to play with the breadth of new scenarios we've enabled. Download the release preview build and try them out for yourself.